All right, time for Boots and Salutes this morning at 306-938-0600. We bring in Carol Thompson to studio. It's your last morning, but you've never done and hosted a Boots and Salutes before.
No, so here I am.
So here you are, first and last time doing Boots and Salutes. Well, never say never. You never know. But you had a story that you wanted to share that just happened in the lunchroom.
Yeah, Ben was wondering where I was. But it was because I had my cup upside down when I was filling it. And I was like, I don't think that this cup is too small. I never went to me being in error, and then I realized, oh, yeah, well, the cup is upside down. But, you know, it has that little door, so you can't really see. Well, you can, but obviously an old retired person can't, so it is definitely time for me to retire. I can't even pour my own coffee.
I love that. The Internet News Poll question today, do you volunteer your time to an organization or charity? 61% say no to that. So let's get to the phone lines today. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Girl.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I had you off. Try one more time.
Okay, good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
You're simply the best. You have been for such a long time. I have you on the same level as Rob McDonald or Greg Barnsley or Denny Carr.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking it back. Thank you so much. I remember a Steve Winwood song that you played back in the day when you were somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you another Steve Winwood. You saw a chance, you took it, and we are all the better for it. Thank you.
Oh, you are so sweet. I didn't come on Boots and Salutes expecting to be booted or saluted, so I really appreciate that. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, this isn't a boot or a salute, but I just wonder if you guys know you're off the air more than you're on the air.
Yeah, are you listening online right now?
No, on my television.
Yeah, so we've had internet issues here. One of our providers last week had some issues, and our engineer has been working on it and trying his best. So,
okay.
Best way to get us is through your AM radio, if you can find a way to that today.
I don't even own a radio.
Yes, times have changed.
Times have changed for sure. Thanks for the call this morning.
Okay, then.
I still have my alarm clock that has a radio.
See, we need one of those. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I don't like to boot your radio station, and I won't, but I sure would wish you would set your volume transmission to the same volume as you talk to your commercials and your music. I've worn out one control already. I'm working on the second remote control for the radio. That volume button has to be changed by you people.
Which is louder, the commercials or the voices? Which is louder, just out of...
Oh, the commercials and the music are just screaming, and your voices are quiet, so we have to turn it up to hear it. And when we turn you up to hear it, then, and as soon as the music or the commercials come on, it becomes super loud. I have to turn it down.
All right.
It gets annoying. I've complained about this before.
We'll tell our IT guy.
Right on. Yeah, thanks for the input today. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Ben. My name is Phil here, and I just wanted to salute Carol Thompson for a wonderful, beautiful job she did on news and weather when I heard her over the weekends, and I really, really, I'm going to miss her. She was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol, and all the best in your future endeavors, and stay safe and stay happy.
All right, you too.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I got a boot for the Raider guy that calls in all the time. And buddy, what goes around comes around. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
What do you think, Carol? Are you going to sing that on the way out the doors today?
Sounds like a good one.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the PA Raiders, the Maple Leafs, and Mr. Carney, our beautiful Prime Minister. Thank you very much.
That's one to rile a few people.
Always. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, I just think to boot our gas prices because the barrel is $62 a barrel now.
Boots and Salutes.
Hey, this is for Carol. This is Bill Black. Listen to you for 40 years. Have a good retirement.
Thank you, Bill, so much.
You take care.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to Pierre Poilievre. If he gets in, he's going to bring Canada back to the way it was. But, however, if Carney gets in, he already let us know on TV that he's going to take $130 billion and give it to everybody but Canadians, and he will break our country. Have a lovely day.
306-938-0600 and toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Did you vote in the advanced polls over the weekend here, Carol?
I was thinking about it, but I didn't. I was curious about our listeners, if they voted. I know that they got a really good turnout. There was record turnout.
Yeah.
Especially, well, I don't know. I was going to say especially on Friday, but I wasn't listening to news yesterday, so I don't know about yesterday's 100%
if it was or not. Yeah, no, it was a great turnout over the weekend, and I can say, too, that I went out, did my advanced voting, and polls were busy, so it's good to see. Good to see busyness happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I guess salute the Pope. Unfortunately, he passed away, and all the good work that he did in his life. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, that slipped through the goalie here on me today that, the Pope just passed away.
Yeah, he'd been so yesterday. Sick recently.
Yeah, double pneumonia he was going through. And
looked like he was going to make it, and then,
Yeah, so Pope Francis passing away.
He seemed like a really approachable guy as far as popes can be approachable.
Yeah, so, passed away at the age of 88. It was sad to see that, for sure. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Carol for her service over the years and a very happy retirement and whatever you plan to do in the future. Thank you very much again, Carol.
Thank you. Awesome. I'm really appreciating all this. It's just, I didn't come into Boots and Salutes thinking that I was going to get salutes, but thank you so much.
There you go, Carol. Well, you get the last word in, how has this career been for you? Do you look back on your career and go, man, I'm glad I was in radio and the people I've met and all that? I mean, 44 years is incredible.
It's a long time. I have many memories, that none of which I can think of right now because I'm having a hard time pouring coffee.
Full retirement mode already.
But so many interesting things. You're never going to make the money of a CEO or whatever, but every day is different.
Yeah.
So you always can look forward to something new every day.
There you go. Well, Carol, enjoy your retirement. I hope we get to see you a few times and poke your head through the door, whenever you get a chance.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Boots and Salutes, always brought to you by our friends at Northern Factory Workwear.